Mishnah Vav. We did Sif Aleph. We have to the Mishnah Berurah from Sif Katan Aleph. So the person is usher to, because of Mimsa Chefzcha, to be involved in trying to take care of arrangements which are for his personal needs, as opposed to Chefzeh Shemayim, which is going to be Mutter, but Mimsa Chefzcha for his, what he as a person wants to happen. Those things he can't be involved in.
So is the definition malacha, or is the malacha...
No, not malacha.
Because I thought we already saw one distinction where it was or it wasn't malacha.
Right, so malacha has the following. Arranging for malacha, arrangements are anything which theoretically a person can do on Shabbos, it's in a way which is heter, so you can't call him mitzvah hepsicha. So which you cannot do on Shabbos, so then you can't arrange for it on Shabbos either. But that applies to sales, that applies to traveling, that applies to malacha, anything which I cannot do on Shabbos, I can't arrange for on Shabbos either.
Right.
So it's not limited to malacha, but dafka, but...
It's malacha or other isuri Shabbos.
Right. Okay, but now, v'dafka hecha de mikra milsa, k'kern shayimet etzel sedeyo hatzicha l'charisha k'sira b'chiyotzim, is that person standing right next to the field. So it's obvious from what he's doing that this action is an action of mimso chefsecho. The mikra adover shayimet sham la'ayin b'tzrocheha. It's obvious from the fact that he's standing there why he's there. A person travels all the way to the tchum to... why is he going all the way to the end of the tchum? The merchatzos were there. That's where they were. So nikkur shel tzarich merchatz mashrich. It's obvious the reason why he's going all the end of the tchum is because he wants to go to this place which is a little beyond, which was where the merchatz was. So we'll see later on that the Chazal only answered Dibur, but here is Mutter. And same way here is Mutter versus Dibur, but here versus Maisa is also Mutter. So if the Maisa itself is not obvious why he's doing it, that's not called the Maisa. It's not a problematic Maisa. It remains in a state of that this, what he's doing, remains in a status of hearer, which is Mutter. Okay. So you take a look at the Bir Halacha over here. In the first Bir Halacha. Shemayim in the Chos of Elayah, Hanna Fil Tachatchum, Ken Yiskim, Kol Achranim. And Mishnah Berurah had talked to the Davka Hech, the Mikra Milso. I brought this point of that there's required, that's only a problem if it's obvious what he's doing. The Chayadim does not accept this chiluk. Says that by Dibur, here is Mutter Dibur Zoster. But when it comes to Maisa, since the Maisa is being done for that purpose, so the Maisa is Zoster, even though it's not Minker. But the Mishnah Berurah is following the Magen Avraham and others, which pass on that's not true. We never read the Mishnah Zadim Shom Sheherach Bezal because of the Din Zel Shom Magen Avraham Taima Plukta. So the Mishnah Zadim, which is the notes that the Chayanim himself wrote on his sefer, so something which he wanted to give a little more expand on the issue, he would write. He wrote a note to the Nishma Zadim. Because of the din that shall Magen Avraham tell him afflicted. That's what Magen Avraham is making, is it Mechokis? The Del Rakhla Ramban, Rashba, Ritua, Abraham, Masmag, Mashal, Israel, the Hukain. Alayla, Linya, I'm the Chosim, who I see as Chafotza, Mamashos, the Mechol Gavni. The even though it's not Nikr, but the mice is what's Osir, the mice is a mice of Isser, of going to do for his Srochim. Okay, now. So if a person's going out to the end of his property to be able to travel beyond after Shabbos, So over there, that's not called a siyas rachav, per se. He's not doing anything. But over here, when he goes to the field to be mine what it needs, even though it's not obvious why that's what he's doing, but that's part of his needs. It's not getting ready for the next step. This is it. Says the chilut that the chayyim says, and that we're passing that even that's mutter. Muchamilsa is only a problem even in the case of iyun in the sada. So the chayyim is even called in the case of iyun hasada. That's part of a siyas rachav. I need to be ma'ayin in my sada. That itself is a problem. Going to be machshach al tchum to be able to go beyond right after Shabbos. That's only also with mikramilsa. Fine. Sif cotton base, emach shechem. That it says over here that the it's also the mashach al tchum to be able to go after Shabbos to hire workers. Han lekarv atzmi b'Shabbos atzav tchum ulahachshich sham. I want to go before Shabbos is over. I want to walk out all the way to the edge of the my tchum, and then wait till it gets dark there. Sheikarv lemalkam aparlim lisarchem b'matzav Shabbos. If right immediately after Shabbos, I can continue on beyond the tchum. To go find where the workers are and hire them. Anything which I cannot do on Shabbos, I cannot go to the Sefer Tchum and wait there at Sefer Tchum for that purpose. Okay. Now we said, but you could be machshech on the Tchum to bring back your animal. So why is that? Okay, L'chara, since you cannot bring the animal back on Shabbos, you're being mashal and tchum, which you can't do on Shabbos. So how's that mutter? The after huya medis at michus tchum, we have shalah via b'Shabbos. So you have the issue of the rabbanon of bringing it back from beyond the tchum on Shabbos. Means you have the act of bringing it is an action which is also on Shabbos. So you can't be mashal and tchum for such an action. Come welcome the michus at mashal b'shil d'var yisur. Okay, so the more it comes along and says like this, that this action, there's a scenario where this action will be mutter. So even though in this scenario right now it's not, but since theoretically it's possibly mutter, it's not called that the mice is intrinsically a mice of Yisur, and therefore you'll have to be machshir al tchum for that as well. How is that so that potentially this mice should be mutter? Kimech imahoyu bergonin. So the halacha is that the tchum is 2,000 amos outside of the city. Let's say that their cities were very contained because of protection, etc. So they have the wall, whatever it is. So the city ends in a very distinct place, and then you start counting 2,000 amos. So let's say, right outside of the city, within 70 amos, 70 and 2/3 amos, 70.66 amos. Before that, there is a booth, a person whose job is to watch over the field. So he has a little booth over there, and he spends the nights in, etc. So that is considered part of the city. So you've extended the city out to the point of where that booth is. Well, let's say there's another one within 70 amos of that one. So now you've extended it until there. So theoretically, because there'd be Bergonin, there'd be these booths there, these little huts, you could extend the tchum of the city. There's six tvachim in a tefach, so four tvachim is 2/3 of a tefach. So if it's 70 and 2/3 amas, so if this would be the situation, then within every 70 amas and 2/3 amma, there'd be one of these booths, one of these huts before that point. And then again, before that point again, another one. You can go for miles like this. And the tchum is extended. So therefore, the animal, which is walking on its own, so you're not carrying the animal. So just the question is, you have to go beyond the tchum to retrieve it and lead it back. And you can't bring it back from outside the tchum. So no, theoretically, there's a way that this act of bringing this animal back would be mutter had there been these booths. It's mutter. The Mishnah Chos Hashayach Lahir, Mekim the Yesh, not to count out Yenei Bergonin, the Kach Mutal Hatshik, Afila Velo Bergonin, the Osir Hashach, Ela Bishil Dabra, she Yev Shalim Soy to count the Isser. So when Chazal said it's Osir to be Machshach Al Adkum, it's only an action which is intrinsically not, there's no way to be Matar. But if there's a way that this action should be Mutar, even though under the circumstances it's not. But since there is a way, that's not an action which is intrinsically Osir, that's not Osir for being Machshach Al Adkum. So that's the yesod over here. One of the ways they explain this is, again, we said before, like Mr. Berlin, it's only also it's minker. So here I do an action which, if you do it by city X, which has begun, it's not minker. It's talking about us. I do believe they don't have begotten, but it's not, that point is not necessarily obvious whether begotten or not. The person who's watching me walking, he doesn't see at the same time whether there are these begotten or not, whether I'm allowed to go to this distance, because the begotten could be anywhere on the let's say for argument's sake we're going east of the city, so the width of the city can be a very very long width. It can be 2 miles long. So the tchum goes out the 2,000 amas goes out, but it's measured out along a 2 mile area. If somewhere in that area there is a bergen, the whole tchum gets extended along the whole width of the 2 miles. So I don't see any bergen. Yeah, because a mile and a half north there's a bergen which makes everything mutter. So it's not obvious from your action that your action is usur. Therefore. Now that's why it's mutter. Okay, now Kol Yesh Arvin says, but if the heter is because you can solve the tchum problem, you still can't carry the animal on Shabbos. Tum on Shabbos. So if it's an animal which can walk on its own, so then you only have to just coax the animal back, bring the animal back, lead it, whatever it is, with a leash, which is mutter. But you have to carry the animal, then you can't do on Shabbos. So then you can't be maksha for any purpose either. So Yesharim Shim Kuliyamim by them. So the question is, what's the loss of Yesharim? The way we're saying, anytime you match for something which you cannot do on Shabbos, it's usher. So what's the Yesharim? Some say, and some say not. No, everybody agrees. Kuliyamim by them. Everybody agrees to this then. But not the loss of Yesharim. So what's the loss of Yesharim? Shemush Kedar Hamachaber Malakim Shalim Sadin Zemafurish B'Shar Poiskim. Since the mice only one poisik pointed it out. Okay, so the Shulchan were right. Some say, even though it's not implying that some say otherwise. There's no argument. But saying if you only found it in one place, he says, you know, there's some who say this point, which is a valid point. Okay, so if you have to carry the animal, so it's an animal which can't walk on its own. So there's no dinachainer says that's my. So, and even if there would be, it's be asim rabbanon. So you have no way to bring this to carry this animal back on Shabbos. So you can't be machshir kol tchum for that purpose. So what is a mutter? The animal's muksa. You can't carry it, etc. Then a shalahavi. Hey, Ritzalar Marfilo Hoya Mechitza Shlemus. Even if there be actual walls, so you also can put on the shum muksa. This is a muksa problem. Dimsa shum machshir mishriel davar also lasses b'Shabbos was. So you tell me, listen, you're telling me that we say if it'd be mutter, well, if the problem is carrying, well, if it'd be walls, it wouldn't be carrying. So let's argue that that's not called davar aser batsim. Maybe there's, the same way, if there are booths, so tell me if there are walls. Yeah, but it's still muksa. And that's the point that he's saying. Then he said it's also to be metal to find the source of the svina or the koran to travel with. That's the tzal.
It's also what?
A person wants to go out. He wants to go look through the.
Tayel?
I'm sorry.
The tayel. To take a walk. Like?
Yeah. See, even though and this is even in the tchum. I want to walk through the city to see if any wagon drivers are available for Matzah Shabbos. So my goal is right now is to find a wagon driver. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Gemara says, "Ein Isur Mishum Mimsechemsecha Ela Kishenikar Hadavar Shemiskaven Litzrochav." It has to be obvious why you're looking around. Otherwise, we said it's mutter. Or you went to Sefer Tchum, which that makes it obvious. Even though I'm busy scouting around the town to see who has a horse to after Shabbos go and make arrangements, but it's not obvious what I'm doing, so that's not us. Like you said before, if it's not nicker, it's mutter.
So the two dinim in this, the first one was to be a ma'ayin minachasav, and the other one was to be machshechal atchol.
Right.
That's basically one din, or those two different examples.
It's certainly cases.
Right. So they're both things that Chazal asked for because of Musoch Efsecha.
Correct.
Right.
Now, the Bir Locha in Lahavi Behemto adds one more kanech over here. He says, "I'm going over here, but my goal is to go to bring the animal." So, saying if the animal can walk on its own, say, "No problem with total muksa." The problem bringing me out that whom I have a heter because of threadly brigonin. So I don't have a problem mitzad hoitzor, I don't have a problem mitzad tchum, I don't have a problem mitzad tzotel muksa because the animal can walk on its own, so that's mutter. He says, but we still have another problem. But if the purpose of this is to go out there to find the animal to be able to do work with it, so why isn't that itself a problem? It's like being mine on your property. The case over here, which we're saying it's mutter, is because your goal wasn't to do work with the animal. The goal was simply just because I want to make sure my animal doesn't get lost. That's the goal. But and that's the Ramah. The Ramah says you can't walk around on Shabbos to find the horse available for after Shabbos. So what's different than that going to find your cow, which you want to milk, which is also to do on Shabbos? It'd be the same thing. Now, that wasn't your goal, wasn't that to do something with the animal. Your goal was just to have the animal. So having an animal is another problem with having an animal. The problem is, how do you get the animal? Oh, so we have a solution for how to get the animal. Okay. Sif Beis. Ha'isa behemto emeres chusatchum. Yachol likrois law kadesh tafak. The owner is allowed to call the animal, and the animal will respond by walking back into the tchum. So even though a person who goes beyond the tchum has an issur to come back into the tchum, there's no issur for the animal to come back into the tchum. There's an issur to take an animal beyond its tchum, to take an item beyond its tchum. But the animal did that, or it's done already, whatever it is, that's not the issue. The issue is coming back in. So that doesn't apply to the animal. But, so now we're saying not only that, but the owner can bring it back. Now normally is once it's beyond, it has to stay there. So that means you can't do an act but you're dying and bring it back. But if a person calls it, the animal comes back as mut. We theoretically should make it usher with a gzeira that the person will go beyond the tchum to get the animal. So that, no, we're not going to that. We went to Shemaz to love it. The animal's not coming back. Mutter laknisa ayadei eni Yehudi. So we can have, can ask the guy to do it. And the reason we're making it is because there's a potential you're afraid about losing your animal. So what would be if somebody from a different city has a room with Tchumen and this area is all within his tomb? She says, "Okay, I'll bring it. I'll lead the animal back for you, back into your tomb, and now you have your animal back in your tomb." So Yisrael A is asking Yisrael B, who's allowed to walk in this area, because for him he has a different tomb and he's allowed to walk in this area, to bring the animal back for him. He said, "You can't do that." The Kaimalon Abema Kalim Brukragla Bailin, Hailing and Tchuman. So loch is the same way a person who walks beyond tchum, he has a kenas, he has to stay there. He can't come back in. So the animal also is not allowed to be brought back in. She can't be a die and bring the animal back. But through calling it, which is like a grama, or asking a guy to do it, because of the pseida of losing the animal, concern of losing the animal, they were matter that. But to be a dime to bring it back, you can't. Therefore, even another Jew can't bring it back for you. Okay. Gimel. Mashikhan al tchum lasa sarche kalo. So these are your goal over here is to do mitzvahs, take care of the needs of a meis, the needs of a kala. So it's not this is chefsecha. So darshin chefsecha is also chefsei shemaim is mutter. So I'm being machshel on the tchum to be able to go. I can't make the arrangements on Shabbos. They weren't master business on Shabbos for the tzarich of a kala. But to be mashak al tchum for the tzarech of a kala, that's mutter. Havilay arm tachrichim. Yochel arm lechaber sheyachshu kedei sheyavu loy. Now, one person can ask another person that the second person should go later on after Shabbos and take care of the things. So I'm arranging on Shabbos for after Shabbos to get the item and make the item, whatever it is. So that's also mutter. I can tell him go to place A. If the place A doesn't work, go to place B. If you can't purchase it for 100, buy for 200. But he can't say the actual price. Klamer, shlo yerma lo yisach yudua shlo lo yisav alav. He said, listen, don't pay more than 250. That you can't do. That's already mamash, that's already, the mitzvah part is not you saving your money. Your saving money part is business. That's taking care of, that's already chefsecha. I don't want this guy to spend too much money when he buys the aron. He says, listen, don't buy more than it costs more than this. Because otherwise, it's not chefsei shemayim. That's why I'm making arrangements for my momentous issues. Making a final tally or tabulation of how much he owes, that's not part of Tzarkei Mitzvah. He says, you know, you already owe me 8, and if you end up paying, owe me 2 more, you'll owe me 10. That's irrelevant. If the arrangements are contingent upon him mentioning the price, so you're allowed to say the price. However, some disagree, even so. Okay. Mishabura. So he said that you're allowed to go Mimashal Tchum for Tzarchei Kalo or for Tzarchei Ameis. High loss is a Tzarchei Meis Namikoi. Even if it's not only the Tzarchei Meis of just getting the Oren for the Tzarchei, it's even if he's arranging to make the Oren, which means he's making an arrangement for after Shabbos is to build the Oren, which is going to be Melachus Deraisa. The Machshav Kedei L'Sakdon L'Avi and L'Maher. He's Machshav to be able to go and actually make the item and then bring it. Filahachi Mutter the Chefse Shemayimu B'Shil Ha'adva B'Alma B'Shita the Mutter L'Hakshach. And the chiddush over here is because mitzad being machshir for the purpose of a havva, we said if directly there were machitzas, it'd be mutter. So therefore, it's mutter even though there's no machitzas. Probably here he's waiting to make the aron, which is boina. Still mutter because it's chesed shemayim. So he wants to bring for the aron for the he can ask somebody else to go do that and bring these things to make it means Reuven can ask Shimon to go after Shabbos. He arranged for them to go after Shabbos to make the Oren, even though he's making arrangements for someone which is also not able to do on Shabbos. Or he told Nechel about complaining, go there and buy. I'm telling you, go and buy it there. Buying, you can't do on Shabbos. You can go there, but you can't. Theoretically, you're never going, but you can't buy. So for Dvar Rishus, this language of saying go there and buy it will be yosser. And since it's Tzarchei Mitzvah, it's mutter. Asking him to go for Dvar Rishus is mutter. And he'll figure out whether it's more, how far he's more to go. But you arranging by asking him to go, since the radical you're going to be gone, you didn't ask him to do anything which is also bad.
What do you mean? Ask who?
Reuven asked Shimon. We say over here, one Jew can ask another Jew to do something after Shabbos. So Reuven can ask Shimon, after Shabbos, I want you to go to town X and buy the Oren for me. Buy the Tzarkrichim for me. Right? So so he's arranging with the Jew A is arranging with Jew B to purchase something. You can't purchase on Shabbos. You can't arrange for purchasing on Shabbos. Well, for Mitzvah, you could. Right? But just going there, that's what they're anyway. We said before, I had a begun and you could travel that far, so I can arrange for you to go. If I can go to the end of my tomb also, I can also ask you to go. You can't go beyond a certain point. Of course, you won't go beyond a certain point, but I'm making arrangements for you to go further. That's medically mutter for you to go further. I had a begun. Okay, then he says, go to such place, Lamacher. But we're not matter going beyond the tchum for Dvar Mitzvah. That's not the point that we're saying. The mutter is the arrangements go beyond the tchum is mutter. But the going on the tchum is usher. They weren't matter that for Dvar Mitzvah. Then he says that you can't say a set amount that you can't go beyond. Sach Yidua, Fishain, Ksitza, Shum Mitzvah, Rakatzalatamoin, Kazosin. I'm asking you to do a mitzvah. I say, by the way, I don't want to spend too much money, so I'm arranging, don't spend more than this. So that discussion is about me saving money, not about mitzvah. So that's awesome. He can't say to him, give me two more and I'll owe you 10. So Reuven is sending Shimon to go to the person who makes the Oren and said, listen, I already owe you a certain amount. This will cost me another whatever, and now I owe you 10. So he's asking him to pass on that message. That message is not part of the mitzvah part. That's discussing how much money you owe. That's not mutter. Then said, if the only way you can get this purchase to go forward is by discussing the sach yidua, the range is required, he says a certain amount, so that's mutter. Yes, I say no. The serial of the kiman should derech mechel chomem kramamish lo hitiru b'shum galei filo tzarech mitzvah. To say the set price, that you know, this issue of right. To see again, because that's mamish a business discussion. So that's worse than these other cases. Your mom is getting this. I'm willing to pay X, not Y. You know, that's awesome. Okay, Sif Dalit. A circus appeal. Lishmas Royim. Now the next Sif deals with the Dinuskar Shabbos. I can't pay a worker for the work that he's doing on Shabbos, even though the work is not something which is also to do on Shabbos. So a person is watching over a field, a person is babysitting a child, a person, these are not actions which are also to do on Shabbos, but you cannot get paid for Shabbos. So a person had hired a worker, at least for a Zeroyim, the purpose of the worker was to watch over the fields, a Dover Acher or something else, and it doesn't pay for that which he watches over the field for Shabbos, and therefore if something happens in Shabbos, the Shomer has no responsibility because he didn't undertake to watch for Shabbos. The range was he's getting paid. He's committed to as much as he can get paid for. Let's say, however, Skir Shabbos, he was being paid not by the day or by the hour, but by the week. Skir Chodesh by the month. Skir Shana by the year. Skir Shua by the Shemitah cycle. That's not Skir Shabbos. So then, the payment for the Shabbos is absorbed into the weekly payment. So he's allowed to receive the full payment for the 7 days worth of work, because the payment for Shabbos is not distinct and unique and obvious. It's all just part of this lump sum that he's getting paid. So it's not called Schar Shabbos. Chazal did not ask because it's Schar Shabbos, and therefore the Fikach Akrai Shabbos Lovah. If something happens on Shabbos, the Shomer has to pay, because he has responsibility to watch it on Shabbos, because he's getting paid for Shabbos. Okay. Well, Yermel attain Lishal Shabbos. When the worker comes to get paid, he shouldn't say, pay me for what I did on Shabbos. Al Yermel attain li Schar Shavua Echadish, pay me for the week or for the month. Now, what about like this? Schar Echadish, he hired him for the month. But the arrangement of the payment was we have two issues. We have your salary and we have your contract. Your contract, you're hired for the next month. The salary is you get paid $40 a day. And each day you work, you get your $40. You don't work, you don't get your $40. Seemingly, like I pay you at the end of the month based on the ranges. And you're hired for the whole month. But since you're getting paid each day, it's its own separate calculation of how much it's getting paid. That's still called Schar Yom. And it's going to be also on Shabbos. Okay.
How's this?
Oh, Yermel Atenli Schar Asar Yom. Where you can say, pay me for 10 days worth. It doesn't have to be a week or a unit which is usually used. It could be, they make up an arbitrary amount of time also.
How is that case different?
That you
can't get paid for
this? When a person is saying, I'm hiring you for the week, and I'm paying you $100 for the week, that's your salary. Or $140 for the week. I'm not saying you're getting $20 per day. I'm saying you're getting $140 for the whole week. So he's being paid for the week. So that's not called Schar Shabbos. If he says, I'm hiring you for the week and I'm paying you $20 a day, so at the end of the week he gets $140, but he's getting paid $20 per day. That means he's getting paid for Shabbos distinctly from everything else. There's no havlah. It's not absorbed into the we don't look at it as one big payment. It's payment of $20 for Sunday and for Monday and for Tuesday and for Shabbos. I'm paying you $20 for Shabbos. So that's awesome. Yeah.
Beyond the Schar Shabbos, why isn't there a problem on the worker that of Musachef Secha? I can't go out and look at my field to see how it's doing, but I can go to work and be a watchman for your field.
If the mice itself is not a mice, which is Usher, the fact that I'm getting paid for it is not called the.
The first case wasn't Usher, it was just Leila.
To be Ma'ayan.
Ma'ayan bin Chasel Ros Ma'asarach Lamachar, just to see how your stuff is doing.
So it's an interesting question. I Mr. Berber there said even that is only also with Minkar Milso, not like the Nishra Sodom.
Right, but here you're going out to be a worker. I mean, you're waiting for some chayyur or this. You're working. It's very Minkar Milso. So you have the heter of Havlo to handle the schar, but the Yechsam Malacha, Yechsam. Working.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not sure. I don't know. Let me look into that. Okay. Hasarker as a pile of Shabur. Marisha Skar Layamim. Shriako Yom Shishmeren or Yitin Lukak Bakak. So he's paying about a day. Each day he gets paid a certain amount. We Shomer Gamba Shabbos. He worked on Shabbos. Kamar Shane Sark Lasham Labur Yam Shabbos. He doesn't have to pay for that. The who writes a Litan Loy. If the owner of the item is willing to pay, he's paying for the work, that's also because you can't get paid for your work. If we give it to his matana, that's a different story. But he's giving it to you as payment for the work, you cannot accept it. Okay. So he can't pay him for the Skar Shabbos, and because it's all this is the Rabbanan. And therefore, ain't a cry Shabbos alav. Shim era behen kilka b'Shabbos ain't a cry b'Shalom. The shomer has no responsibilities for what happens on Shabbos because he's not hired for Shabbos. However, hoyisker Shabbos if he's being paid by the week. Kol shul kol shul b'yachad. While karka noson l'skar Shabbos. So it means that he has to get paid. If you get paid for the, he made arrangements to get paid for the whole week, so he has to pay for the Shabbos part as well. It's learner. Shefilo im yachzer poyal b'sechas man, and malakel eskar Shabbos v'zman shavar, halu havlo im shar yamin. One second. So what will be like this means that that if the case will be that he's hired for the week, but he's allowed to back out in the middle of the week, and then he only gets paid for the days that he worked. So the Mishabura says that we have a problem now. So it comes out even though he's hired for the week and he's paying him for the week, but the reality is that each day he's able to back out and get paid for only those days. When he works on Shabbos, he's getting paid for Shabbos specifically, not for the week. It undermines the Havlo issue. So the scenario over here was that he's hired for the week, and even if the person backs out, so this was, you know, they'll have to work out, then he has to, etc. But Mitzad, the moment of Shabbos, he still deserves to get paid. So then it comes out that the payment wasn't tied to the work of Shabbos specifically, and if you don't work on Shabbos you don't get paid, because if that would be so, you undermine the Havlo element, and so that's what he's trying to address. Now let's read it inside. This means that social karkon lo shlechar Shabbos. What's the learner? Shafilu im yachzer poel b'sechas man. So it's mutter. I'm skipping the brackets for a second. Mela makriyav l'shmer gam b'Shabbos. Imherit hafzit chayav l'shalim. Now, v'nir dafilo im loy era lo behafzit. Ach loy shomer b'yom b'Shabbos. Let's see, he didn't do his job of watching. Now the fellow didn't come do his work as he's supposed to and watch. So am I allowed to deduct from his salary? If I am, it's felt in the shame of law. So why is that mutter? So I'm Bir Locha, that's the Bir Locha's issue, which Bir Locha is going to address, which is not going to run through over here.
You mean it's felt in the shame of law?
It's lacking in the shame of law.